This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live with passion. And I am your host, Andy George, and I am so thankful that you chose to listen to this podcast. So listen, before we jump into what I want to talk about on this episode, go ahead, and if you've not done so yet, subscribe to this podcast. You can also go over to our YouTube channel, Andy George Leadership, as well as visit andygeorgecoaching.com for more information. So I'm sure you've had days where you felt like you were extremely productive. In fact, I hope today, right now, as you're listening to this podcast, I hope this is one of those days where you feel as though you've just had a very productive day or morning or evening or whatever it is that you're doing. But I'm also sure that you've had days where you felt like you didn't even want to get out of bed. I'm sure you've had days where you felt sluggish at best, where you felt tired, days where you've gone through your entire day, and at the end of the day, maybe you sat there and you wondered, did I actually get anything done today? Have you ever had one of those days? Maybe you've had several of those days. I know I've had those days, days where I feel like, wow, that was an incredibly productive day. And then there's other days where I've kind of gone home and wondered, did I even do anything today? Like, what did I actually do today? And there's days where I wish I never would have gotten out of bed and all in between. There are a few key ways that have helped me get the maximum potential out of every day. Now listen, I'd be lying if I said I've arrived in doing this, what I'm about to share with you, every single day. But for the most part, when I'm able to implement what I'm about to share with you, I know and can count on having a productive day. In other words, I get the most out of the day. So here's a quote that I've shared before, and I'm going to share it probably almost every time because it is so easy and simple yet profound, and that is by John Maxwell, "Everything rises and falls on leadership." And guess what? This includes the way you lead yourself. This includes the way that I lead myself, the way that I lead my family, or the way I lead meetings, the way I lead other people. And so if I want to have influence on other people, I need to be able to lead myself well, which means I need to have disciplines in my life. You know, motivation is not the real problem. It's discipline. It's not being motivated to get in shape. It's not having motivation to be a better leader. That's the problem. The problem is actually being disciplined enough to do that. And so when we form healthy daily disciplines that eventually become habits, you and I can get the most potential out of the opportunity of every single day. So once again, when we become aware, like, listen, I need to be a better leader to lead other people, or I need to be a better leader, even just to lead myself, when I'm not disciplined, then I don't perform. I don't actually produce. But when I become disciplined and those daily disciplines become habits over time, it's amazing at how productive my day becomes. And so what I'm about to share with you is actually a leadership concept that I overheard being shared at a conference about a year or two ago. I can't really even tell you the exact context. It wasn't one of the main speakers. I just kind of overheard the principles behind this, and it really has stuck with me to the point where I've implemented it. Now, it was stuff that I was already kind of doing. It just put it into a framework that I can actually share and teach and put on paper. And to the best of my knowledge, it's not been published anywhere, but I'm about to share with you as an idea and a concept that has really stuck with me. So what I'm going to do is I want to give you 5 ways to maximize your day, to get the most potential out of what you are doing. And so here's how you can look at this. Have you ever had a wet towel or a wet rag and you found yourself wringing it dry? You know, you grab both ends of the towel and you're squeezing it and you're twisting it until all the water gets out of it to where you can get it as dry as possible. So think of that visual. Now, in the same way, I want to share with you how to literally wring the potential out of your day. W-R-I-N-G. To wring the potential out of your day. That way, at the end of the day, you can look back and you can say you have squeezed every ounce of potential from this day. So here we go. 5 things to do every day to get the maximum potential out of your day. Number 1, W, it's to write. Every day I write. Now, whether it's my task list, whether it's my calendar, my creative ideas, I make sure to write down as much as possible. I write down as much as I can every day when it comes to whether blogging or writing articles or upcoming talks I'm going to give or upcoming meetings that I'm leading or being a part of. And everybody does this differently. I'm still a paper and a pen guy. As much as I love technology, and trust me when I tell you, I love technology. I love my iPhone. I love my MacBook, my iMac, my iPad, my i this, my that. I love technology. I really do. But at the end of the day, I'm still a paper and pen guy. And as much as I enjoy technology, there's just something about writing that helps me get my thoughts out on paper in an organized manner. It actually kind of stresses me out when I talk to somebody or if I'm in a meeting to somebody and I see that they're not writing anything down. It's actually kind of a pet peeve of mine, to be honest with you. When we have a meeting and I see nobody writing anything down, or one person's not writing something down, it stresses me out in the way that I couldn't remember all the things I'm supposed to do. It also kind of stresses me when I see people in meetings that have all of these little loose sheet of papers or half sheets of paper or scrap paper that they're just jotting notes down. I'm thinking, you're going to lose that between the time this meeting is over and the time you're off to the next meeting. You're going to actually lose that piece of paper. And so, and I look at that and go, I couldn't function that way. I have to put my stuff down in an organized manner. So what I'm going to share with you is a great resource that I use religiously every single day. In fact, later, an upcoming episode of a podcast and a YouTube leadership video I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how to make your Monday the most productive day of your week and how to have a good week. But here's what I want to share with you, and it's in the show notes as well, but it is the Full Focus Planner. In fact, if you go to fullfocusplanner.com, you can actually buy one. They're roughly around $50 at the time of this recording, and it's a great way to organize your thoughts, your calendar, your goals, your task list. They are quarterly planners, so you need four of them for the year. But what it does is it actually gets all of my thoughts, whether they're creative thoughts or a list items or meetings I'm going to, gets them into one book in one place. Love it. So every day I write, not just for the fun of it, not just for blogs, not just for articles, not just for messages I'm going to be delivering, but every day just to put things in organized fashion is a key thing. Okay, number two is this. I read. Here's why this is so important. I love to read. In fact, my goal at the time of, once again, recording this podcast, I'm hitting it pretty well for this year, is I read one book a week. That's my goal. I read a book a week on average for the entire year. Now, I'll take some times off when I'm on vacation or doing different things, but for the better part of the year, I'm reading about a book a week. Now, these are all different books, all different kinds of leaders. I love to learn from all different authors, all different leaders. And you have to adapt the mentality that not everything in every book is going to be applicable, but there's something about reading that is just very, very powerful and very important. So let me give you four reasons why I read every day. Number one is that it helps me grow. I'm able to learn from anyone, anywhere. That is a true, and I hope that's true for you. I can learn from anyone, anywhere. There are incredible writers that have a wealth of knowledge, and it is all accessible. Once again, I'm a paper guy. I love to have an actual book in my hand. However, when I travel, I put it on the iPad. I know people that don't like to have books. They just like it all on their iPad. They got thousands of books on there. However you want to get it, the reality is that everything is so accessible. You can hop on Amazon right now and order a book and get it delivered the next day without ever leaving your house. So you can learn and you can grow from leaders all over the globe. It's amazing. So every day I read a little bit. And once again, set a goal. What are you going to read? And if you're not reading anything, you're not growing in those areas either. You're not just going to accidentally grow. You're not just going to be able to put a book under your pillow and through osmosis just learn everything in the book. So crack open a book and start to learn and start to grow. The second reason why I read every day is that it helps me communicate better. So as I read, and as I grow, I'm constantly picking up new ways of communication. I'm picking up new words. I'm picking up how to say phrases better. I'm picking up different angles that I didn't think of before. Overall, what it's doing is that it's stretching my mind and I'm becoming a better communicator. And so there's certain authors that I read and I love how they word things, or I love the certain words that they use or the pictures that they can paint with their words, and it becomes part of you, it becomes part of my language as well. Number three, the third reason why I read every day is that it helps me be creative. It helps me in my own creativity. And so whenever I read, I am constantly thinking about how and what I am doing. It's causing me to reflect where I am. It causes me to think and look at my circumstances differently. Sometimes reading what somebody else is saying, just for the fact that I'm reading something different, it's actually helping me creatively think through what I'm going through at the moment. So number four, the fourth reason why I read every day, is that it helps me to focus and concentrate. As I get into a book, the concepts therein, it helps me with my overall focus. And it's amazing how when I can tune everything else out and dive into a book, even if it's just for a few moments here or there, it's amazing how my focus and concentration actually gets stronger in other areas. So to be able to shut everything out and just dial in on what I'm doing, this then translates to a whole lot of other areas of my life. So the next thing about ring, the I, is inspiration. Inspiration. This is so important that every day I'm inspired. I am inspired every single day. I can say that with full conviction. I am inspired every day. Now, sometimes it's hard to get inspiration. Sometimes you got to search for it, but I think that the beauty of doing this every day is part of that. That is part of that beauty. It's sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's a search. Sometimes it's even a journey at times to find inspiration. But there are things around us every day that can be our inspiration. Other people, watching other people be kind to one another, watching my own kids grow and develop, people around the office, around the community. You get inspired by something I see, a commercial I see, or some creative element I see somewhere, or just going outside. There's inspiration everywhere. So to see the incredible beauty of every moment before they are gone. Next, the N in ring. Once again, the visual is wringing out a towel of all the water inside. How do I wring out my day to get the maximum potential? N is networking. Every day I network. I realized a long time ago that if I'm going to become better at whatever it is I'm doing, I need to network with other people who are doing the same thing. And you know, with the way technology and the spread of communication is today, we can be networked with anyone around the world. I mean, think about that with the way that video conferencing is, with the way that just modern technology is. It's amazing that we can, almost with a push of a button, we can be networked with anybody else around the world. Now, to have a network of people that are inside of your field, it will only feed your growth even more. But more than that, it will also keep you encouraged. It will also keep you accountable. So find people in your field that you can network with. Sometimes it takes a while. When I first moved to the city we live in now, it took a little while to network with people who were doing the same thing I'm doing. But that's okay. You just stick with it and one person turns into a few more people and on it goes. And pretty soon you got a pretty strong network of people. And with Facebook groups and Facebook chats and all these other things out there, LinkedIn, there's all these ways, all these social media platforms that you can get a part of, different groups and different networking groups. It's really not an excuse not to network. And finally, how to ring out the potential every day is G, it is grow. Every day I grow. In some form or another, I grow every day. It has become a passion of mine to get better. And here's the mentality that you have to have. If you're going to grow every day, here is the mentality. I want to be better today than I was yesterday. If you get up with that mentality that by the end of the day today, you want to be better than you were yesterday, then guess what? You're going to grow. It is going to happen. And so to be better today than yesterday, even if it's in a small way, some days I think about it and I'm thinking, well, how did I grow today differently than yesterday? How am I better today than I was yesterday? And sometimes it's just a little bit. Sometimes it's just in a small area. But listen, if we're not growing, we're dying. There's really no in between. Either we're growing or we're not growing. So at the end of every day, I want to be able to know that I'm better today than I was yesterday. So listen, I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that before your head hits the pillow tonight, I hope you will ask yourself this question. Did I ring out all of the potential from today? Thanks again for joining the Andy George Leadership Podcast. Until next time.